The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side, and joining us as she does every single Thursday morning, top of the 8 o'clock hour, to talk about the top dog of the week and all the other animals at the Humane Society of Huron Valley is our good friend, Wendy Welch. Wendy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am fantastic. How about you, Sam?
I'm doing great. Bright, great sunny day. Has me looking forward to walking Wag, which we will talk about a little bit down the line. But before we get to that point, tell me, is this week a Love Train week?
Yes. Yes, a Love Train week is. We have lots of puppies at the Humane Society of Huron Valley who are waiting for homes, and hopefully we're going to find them all homes tomorrow. Sam, there are all sorts of little puppies, but I will highlight just a few of them. We've got what looks to be black lab mixes. We've got some healer mixes, some hound shepherd mixes, and I am dying to show you these. We've got these, what we're guessing to be Pomeranian beagle mixes. Under 5 pounds, teeny-weeny, like, ridiculous little creatures. Anyway, they're all adorable, and they're all, like I said, rescue puppies looking for homes. So if you're interested in adopting a puppy, please check us out, hshv.org. Specifically, get on the Love Train email, hshv.org/lovetrainemail, and you will see about 4 o'clock this afternoon, we'll send you out an adorable email full of pictures of these puppies.
Right. And the puppies go up for adoption tomorrow, right?
That's right. Yep. Yeah. What happens is when you get on this email list, you'll also get a link to join the virtual queue. And when your number comes up in the virtual queue, we'll call you in to meet the puppies and to pick out one. And adoptions happen the same day. So, but get on the email today, hshv.org/lovetrainemail, and you'll get all the scoop from there.
All right. So, Wendy, let's switch gears from that now and talk about the top dog of the week. So tell us about this week's top dog.
Yeah, the top dog is Navy. And Navy is about 4 years young. She is an Akita Shepherd mix, about 73 pounds. She is a big girl. And she is looking for a home where everybody is over the age of 12 because she doesn't quite know her size here, so we need everyone to be of a size that matches her. She's a sweetheart, though, and it's a potential she could be a good match for someone who already has a dog. Of course, we'll help you determine that at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. We'll be happy to make that first introduction and then teach you how to introduce them again at home. But she is, she's the kind who it takes her a little while to get out of the wallflower stage, and once she is, it's like, whoa, here's her personality. She's really awesome. She's got lots of energy. She's got a total zest for life, and she's just a sweetheart. Someone's going to love her a lot.
So if someone wants to come see her, what are your hours of operation and location?
Yeah, the Humane Society of Huron Valley is located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor, and we are open for adoption 7 days a week. You do not need an appointment. You can just come on in. We would love to see you. So Thursdays and Fridays are our late nights when we're open 11 to 7. Saturdays and Sundays, we're open 11 to 5. And Monday through Wednesday, we're open 11 to 6 for adoptions.
All right, Wendy. And so I kind of previewed it a little bit earlier. I always tell people when you go to hshv.org to see the top dog of the week or any of the other animals up for adoption or to get on the email list, be sure to check out the events calendar. Right now, when you do that, you see a reference to Walkin' Wag. So tell the people about Walkin' Wag.
Oh, I can't believe it. It's here. Next Saturday, the 21st, May 21st, we'll be celebrating in Rolling Hills County Park over in Ypsilanti. And we're finally back in person. It is the pup party of the year. It has been voted Washtenaw County's best event for a reason. It's so much fun, Sam. It's a fundraiser for us. It's the biggest fundraiser of the year. You can bring your dog to run the 5K. You can walk around and stroll and enjoy the activities. There are family-friendly and dog-friendly activities. it's just a blast. Like I say, we put the fun in fundraiser with Walk and Wagon Run. You can see more information, of course, and register at hshv.org/walkandwag.
All right. It is Cedar Point for dogs. Trust me. But it's a beautiful, you know, I find a lot of people who think of Rolling Hills as only the water park, but there's a whole, like, I mean, there's a whole, there's another world behind that water park, right? I mean, it's a gorgeous park, and you get a chance to see it in all of its glory as you go through the Walk and Wag course.
It is so amazing. I mean, the spot where we are for Walk and Wag is so beautiful. It's this huge, grassy field with a pavilion on one end. And, of course, you know, we fill it with activities for the dogs. Like you mentioned, the Cedar Point for dogs. We'll have dog diving, you know, a competitive dog diving there for people to enjoy watching. We will have little pools for your dogs to enjoy. Of course, we have the lure chase. We have an agility course for them to try. We have bobbing for weanings, one of my favorite activities that my dog loves. We will have the chicken biscuit station where you can show off the tricks that your dog knows and get the chance at earning a prize. All sorts of stuff. Yeah, just you can enjoy the run is beautiful. And then there's a 1 mile walk that you can take if you want to, anytime you want. There's a kids dash that we do, and just, yeah, enjoy the grounds. They're beautiful. There's disc golf to enjoy there. There's a whole bunch of kids play spaces. It's gorgeous.
It is a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous park. Get signed up for Walk and Wag. Trust me, your dogs will love it. You'll love it. You'll be there with other dog lovers. If you aren't participating yourself, you can always sponsor someone. You can always make a donation. This is the biggest fundraiser of the year for the Humane Society of Huron Valley. And every now and then, Wendy, I feel like it's important to note to the people that, look, this is how the operation is funded. And you don't get, it's not like all humane societies are connected and you see a commercial on television and the Humane Society of the United States is getting a donation and it goes to the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Does not work like that.
That's right, Sam. Thank you for reminding folks. Yeah, we are the area's Humane Society, and Humane Society is kind of like the word hospital in that it means something in terms of services offered, but they're all independent. So we depend on the monies raised in the community to help the animals in the community. And like you mentioned, this is, you know, a big fundraiser for us. It helps the homeless and injured and abused animals here in Washtenaw County and beyond. And so we really, really, really appreciate the monies that get raised through this, both through the registration fees and the donations that people raise. And it's super, super important to us that we make our goal. So you can see more information, make a tax deductible donation if you wish, or get registered. Your registration fee counts toward the fundraising goal. hshv.org/walkandwag.
All right, Wendy. With that, let's come back full circle. Tell us about this week's top dog of the week.
It's Navy. Navy has a is so sweet. She's an Akita Shepherd mix, we think, about 4 years young. And she's so cute. If you can imagine Akita Shepherd mix, she's that plus a smile on her face. So definitely check out her picture on our website, hshv.org/adopt. You can see her and all the other adoptable animals and come visit her. Of course, we're open for adoption 7 days a week. You don't need an appointment, and we're located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road. And again, our website, hshv.org.
All right. Well, Wendy, appreciate your time. Walk and Wag right around the corner. It is a love train week, so get on that email list, folks, and the puppies will go up for adoption tomorrow. But always great, Wendy, and the excitement is in the air. It feels like Walk and Wag is going to be – it's been so long since it's been an in-person when it just feels like this is going to be an all-time great.
It does. It does. We're really looking forward to it. And thank you so much for your support, both, you know, the years that we've been virtual and in person here. And we're really looking forward to this time, to getting back together to celebrate all the good things that people do to help animals in our community. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wendy. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
All right. That is Wendy Welch from the Humane Society of Huron Valley. As we get to a break, listen, you know, a lot of you getting into this time of year, you're starting to do some home improvement projects, right? It could be kitchen. It could be bathroom. Maybe you're adding a deck. Maybe you need a new roof or doors or windows. There's one company in the area that can service all of those needs and better than all the rest. Chelsea Lumber, where the home begins. Now, it is indeed one of Michigan's oldest and largest lumber yards, been serving customers for over 100 years. That is it, definitely a part of who they are, but it's not all of who they are. Because when I say they're where the home begins, all those home improvement projects I just mentioned, kitchen and bathroom, decks, windows, doors, flooring, roofing, pole barns, garages, sheds, you name it, you can have that need met over at Chelsea Lumber. That's where we went when it came time to renovate our kitchen. Their great design team took us into their showroom. We gave them our budget. They showed us an array of options. We gave some very basic sort of color and materials preferences, and they put together an awesome design, pulled it together, the cabinets, the countertop, the flooring, the hardware looked awesome. But then it's like, well, okay, so we need a contractor to bring this to life. They helped us with that too, with a list of contractors that they recommended. We chose one. That experience was outstanding too. Chelsea Lumber was there with us every step of the way, making our process one that was actually enjoyable. Wasn't the nightmare that you hear about other people going through. That is the Chelsea Lumber difference, with three locations to serve you in Chelsea, Saline, and Bridgewater. Chelsea Lumber, where the home begins. You can find them online as well at chelsealumber.com. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.